Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Quantum Care. I'm your host, student Dr. Dakota Vest, and on today's episode, we have a very special guest speaker, Dr. Jane Wibbemeyer. Dr. Wibbemeyer has been a chiropractor in the St. Louis community for over 35 years, a faculty member and a teacher here at Logan University for over 26, and has personally had a hand in the development of who I am while the time that I have been here at Logan. I bring her on today so that she can just share a little bit about who she is and how she has applied chiropractic in her life. So without further ado, let's get on with the show. All right, Dr. Wibbemeyer, thank you for being on the podcast today. We'll go ahead and get started. If you mind just telling us a little bit about yourself and how you ended up becoming a chiropractor.
I grew up on a farm and played sports. My parents believed in chiropractic, so we were raised on chiropractic. And then once I started getting into sports, I saw what chiropractic could do. And then when I got into college, I enjoyed seeing a chiropractor so much, I thought, well, let's try chiropractic school and see what I can do. And I made it through, and I've been practicing ever since.
And what chiropractic school did you go to?
Logan University.
Okay. And at that time, did you know what kind of style of chiropractic that you wanted to do, or what did you find in yourself when you were going through chiropractic school?
So what my chiropractor did when I was growing up is he basically used diversified. Nutrition was some of his stuff that he used as well, but basically diversified, and I kind of stuck with that. I got interested in acupuncture, so I took acupuncture while I was here at school. So that's kind of where I did, and did NIMO back in the day, took seminars for that. So that's kind of what I do, and it's kind of what I stick with. So.
Okay. And so after chiropractic school, what did that look like for you?
Chiropractic, after I graduated, I went in with another DC and was an independent contractor with them for 5 years, and then went out on my own after that. So I've been on my own since that time.
I guess going backwards, so chiropractic worked for you. What worked for you when you went and saw a chiropractor?
Growing up?
Yeah.
Oh, it just, it was, my family didn't really believe in the medical profession and was more of a holistic roundabout way. We weren't, you know, my parents weren't on a lot of drugs, or we always went nutritional. We raised our own vegetables and canned and all that. It was more natural in its approach, and that's what I liked about it. Okay. The chiropractic aspect of it. Yeah.
And so what has been successful for you in your practice?
In all sincerity, it's being honest with them, telling them what they have wrong with them, tell them how you're going to fix it. And then I think the biggest thing is once their treatment has fixed and they've gotten better, they try to institute, you know, try every 6 to 8 weeks just to come in and keep yourself adjusted and aligned, and that makes you feel better. And pretty much a lot of them do that, and some of them don't, but then they end up hurting themselves again, and then they kind of go back and go, okay, I'm going to stick with that regimen. So that's how that all kind of works.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you're a teacher here at Logan. How long have you been a teacher here?
Since 1998.
1998, okay. And what's kept you here that long?
My passion for chiropractic and wanting it to share it with you kids.
Well, I personally have had you in three or four classes, and I will say that just from the time that I've started here till now, being in Tri-6, I would say that it develops you into such a well-rounded person, knowing the teachers that are invested in our education versus the ones that aren't. And so I'm thankful that you're here. The other question that I had was, where do you see chiropractic going as a profession in the next few years?
I think it's gonna be the same. This has been going on since 1980. I feel where they're trying, insurance companies are trying to get rid of us. Medical doctors have come a long way as far as accepting us since the 80s, but I think we're probably going to be all eventually a cash practice because insurance companies just keep cutting us and won't give us any more. So I think pretty much everybody's going to be a cash practice eventually. And that's not all bad, you know. So most of them are paying their deductible right now, or they're not deductible, but their copay, which is could be anywhere from $35 to $45 anyway, and that's pretty much what you're able to charge them. So come see, come saw. You know?
So. Okay. Can you describe what going through chiropractic school was for you then versus what I personally am going through right now?
The only difference between 30-some-odd years ago and now is the curriculum. The intensity of the program is still insane. But as far as, like, the material, all the information that you're getting, it's all the same. So it's a crazy program that nobody knows what it's like until you go through it. But it's the same. It's the same.
So being a teacher here for as long as you have, is there any advice that you can give to the students that are coming in?
The students that are coming in, you got to work hard. You got to stick with it. If you truly, truly, truly want to do this, it's a lot of work, but the outcome of graduating and being able to either be your own boss, do what you want to do, make a living at it is the cool thing, you know? So, but it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. So...
I agree. I feel like you you require a lot of us in class, but the results from that I feel like set us apart. Even more so the ones that definitely take the initiative in the class to learn it. So just kind of wrapping this up, I guess the last thing that I want to ask is for someone that just graduated, something for like me that's going to be coming up soon, is there one piece of advice that you would give to us that we probably wouldn't learn here at school?
The business aspect of it is something that you don't get a whole lot here, but you learn really quickly after you get out of here how to run a business. If you have half a brain, you can figure out how to run a business. You know, the first thing I always tell people is to get an accountant that you can trust and let them guide you as far as what you need to do and to protect yourself, taxes, all that fun stuff. Secondly, when you get out of here is, I always tell you kids, be honest, don't lie, and don't cheat your patients, and you'll be fine. You know, don't keep them coming back forever if they're better or if they're not getting better. Just be honest with them. You might have to send them down your way, the street, to maybe change up how you're treating something. The goal is to always get the patient better, no matter what. So if somebody else can do it better, then that's fine, you know. So I think the biggest thing is don't have such a huge ego, and we can all make it in this world. So.
Well, Dr. Webb, I'm going to kind of put you on the spot. At the end of my podcast, I typically like to ask for a quote that is something either near and dear to your heart or something that has just stuck with you over the years that have kept you going. Do you have a quote in mind that you would like to share?
I don't know a quote per se, but hard work is what I know and what I've always done. Some of us old timers don't like to take a lot of days off because we like to work and we like to be there for our patients. It's sad to say, but I can't tell you last time I had a vacation, but that's okay. A quote, no. I mean, just keep your head down, keep pushing. Times get tough. That's when you got to get tougher. That's how I grew up. And, there's no crying in chiropractic, basically.
So, from the wise words of Dr. Wibbenmeyer, when times get tough, get tougher.
That's right.
I like it. Right. Dr. Wibb, thank you so much for being on the podcast today.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.